Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino,
and these are the tech headlines for the week that was.
Facebook announced it began rolling out a tool to allow users to transfer photos from Facebook to Google Photos. The tool was built on code from the open source data transfer project, which includes Apple, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and of course Facebook. Facebook is testing the tool in Ireland with plans for worldwide availability in the first half of 2020. The company says it will start with Google Photos and is evaluating other services as well. The European Commission confirmed to Reuters that antitrust regulators are investigating Google's data collection practices. This preliminary investigation will focus on data related to local search services, online advertising, online ad targeting services, login services, and web browsers, according to documents seen by Reuters. Over the past 2 years, the European Competition Commission has fined Google over 8 billion euros. CNET reports that for more than a year, police departments had access to a heat map of Amazon Ring customers, showing where their video doorbells were installed down to the street level, but not actual addresses. The feature was removed back in July. In a statement, Ring stressed that this heat map tool didn't offer exact locations of its users, but that the technology can help reduce crime in neighborhoods, such as package theft and finding fugitives. The New York Times reports that Chinese authorities are using the process of DNA phenotyping to create images of human faces and are collecting blood samples from hundreds of Uyghurs. Critics say there are issues involving consent and how the data will be used, and the technology could track dissidents and protesters, as well as criminals. Scientists can analyze genes for traits like skin color, eye color, and ancestry. Companies and scientists are trying to perfect the science to create facial images sharp and accurate enough to identify criminals and victims, which the Maryland police used last year to identify a murder victim. In 2015, police in North Carolina arrested a man on 2 counts of murder based on crime scene DNA, and he pleaded guilty. However, DNA can't indicate certain factors like age or weight, and currently produces images that are too smooth to accurately replicate a face. Google has revamped its share options within Google Photos that includes a private message feature built into its iOS, Android, and website app. Instead of having to create an album to share a photo with someone, users can send a message to a friend who's also using Google Photos, which creates a thread that can expand into a conversation, creating a more social experience. Tuesday, Alphabet announced that Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin will step away from their duties as CEO and president, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai will take on the additional role of CEO of Alphabet. Page and Brin will retain their board seats and controlling stock ownership. In their statement, Page and Brin said that they will continue talking with Sundar regularly, especially on topics we're passionate about. Qualcomm announced details of new chips, including its Snapdragon 865 and 765 mobile chips. The 865 mobile platform includes the discrete X55 5G modem, and the 765 includes an integrated 5G modem. Qualcomm also announced the Sonic Max in-screen fingerprint reader, which Qualcomm says has a 17 times larger surface area than Qualcomm's previous version. Xiaomi and Oppo announced that they will use the Snapdragon 865 in new handsets to launch in Q1. The company also announced the Snapdragon XR2 AR/VR platform with 5G support and the ability to output 3K by 3K displays per eye, running 90 frames per second. Qualcomm is developing a reference AR platform in partnership with Pokemon Go developer Niantic based on the XR2 with support for Niantic's real-world platform. Finally, Qualcomm announced new Windows on ARM systems on a chip. The Snapdragon 8C offers 30% better system performance than the outgoing Snapdragon 850 and includes an optional integrated 5G modem. Meanwhile, the 7C is designed for more budget laptops, with Qualcomm promising a 25% better system performance and twice the battery life compared to competing x86 systems. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced the creation of a $9 billion fund to support deploying 5G in sparsely populated areas, rugged terrain, and other hard-to-serve areas. At least $1 billion of that will be set aside for 5G to support precision agriculture. The fund will replace the current $4.5 billion Mobility Fund Phase 2, designed to expand 4G rollout, and use reverse auction format. As part of the announcement, the FCC acknowledged a report that Verizon, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular had inflated 4G coverage maps, with only 62% of driving tests and less than half of stationary tests achieving minimum download speeds shown on coverage maps. A senior FCC official said its investigation could not determine if this exaggeration was deliberate and that the investigation did not show a clear violation of any specific rules. The FCC confirmed that Chairman Ajit Pai will not punish the carriers, but plans to issue an enforcement advisory to the broader industry. Instagram announced it will now require birth dates for all new users, which will expand the audience for ads for alcohol and other age-restricted products, although the company says that's not the focus and mentioned to Reuters that age could be the basis for recommending privacy settings or in-app education about staying safe online. Birth dates will not be visible to other users. Previously, the app only required users to confirm that they're at least 13 years old. Instagram is also rolling out options for users to block messages from people they don't follow and for businesses and popular creators to more easily restrict minors from viewing their posts. Instagram has not decided whether to make existing users enter their birthday, although they can. And finally, earlier this week, security expert Brian Krebs reported that iPhones make use of location data even when a user has turned off the location setting. Apple told TechCrunch that this was caused by international regulations that require ultra-wideband to be turned off in certain locations. Apple says iOS requests location for the purpose of complying with those regulations. Apple says the request is handled entirely on the device, and Apple does not collect that location information. Apple says it will add a toggle for ultra-wideband in future iOS updates. Ultra-wideband enables precise location awareness between devices, though things like Apple Tags have yet to been released to take advantage of it. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach,
Visit stripe.com/tapiphone.